Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Chaladav Chav Zayin, and we are starting right at the top of the Amud and the Vilna source of Daf. It's right at the top of Tez Zayin Amud Aleph with the words Amrav Yosi. And today's office sponsor Lilu Nishmas Marsh Mirim Sar Basar Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now going back to what we had just mentioned on the previous Amud, that we teach Kaihanis to separate Chala right when the water is poured into the flour and mixed around a little bit, and they stipulate that this is going to be Chala not only for what's right here in front of us, but also for the sourdough yeast starter, which is going to be added in afterwards, and the extra flour that's going to be added in afterwards, but not for Tameh. And the words used is chutz min hatameh. What does this mean? So many women would bring small doughs and combine them into one large one, and if one of these doughs is tameh, then the challah is going to have some tameh dough in it as well. And by saying chutz min hatameh, that excludes the tameh one from the challah designation. So now we're going to have machlokes in regards to what this din was said. Amar Rabbi Yosi tells us, nirin advarim ba'arav Shabbos. It's seeming to say that we teach the kaihanis to do this only on Erev Shabbos. Why is that? Shizume viya vizume viya. Everyone brings their dough to the kaihanes to separate challah for them, and since we're making this dough Erev Shabbos, each dough is very large and most probably has a shir challah, and therefore kemafresh, when the kaihanis is separating challah, mechiv al chiyuv, she's separating from chiyuv for chiyuv. Aval b'chol, but when we're dealing with the weekday, the doughs which are being made are very small, we understand that tikkun b'challah shteini talis min hatahar la tameh. The chacham were metaken in regards to challah that we could take off from tahar for tameh. As we had just said, this kaihanis, when she's separating challah, she says chutz min hatameh, and that means that the challah itself is tahar, but it's being used for any dough here which is tameh. So we see that we could separate from tahar for tameh, and also the shaloi min hamukif will allow challah to be separated shaloi min hamukif, which means even though we don't have everything here in front of us, for example, the sourdough yeast starter, which is going to be added in later on, is included in this hafrashas challah, and that's no problem. But sharem b'ptar al chiyuv, is it possible to say that we're able to separate challah from something that's pater for something that's chayiv? Now, why would that be an issue during the week? So Rabbi Gira says to skip the next two lines, go to chav zayin beis on the top to the second line where the words say ad shaloi taseh. And again, this is Rabbi Yaisi's reason why the kohenes is not able to do this during the week, because ad shaloi taseh gush echad hini talis shom challah. Before this dough became one big clump, we're separating some to be used as challah, but it's only misha taseh gush echad hi kidei shaloshem challah. Only once it becomes this one big clump, it's becoming kadosh to be challah, meaning it's officially getting its designation as challah, and that turns out it's going to be from p'tura l'chiyuv. Because again, when it was separated, the dough was too small. It didn't have 5/4 of a kav of flour here. It's only afterwards, when it's being officially designated as challah, and it's at that point in time that the sourdough yeast starter was added in and other flour was added in, do we have the requisite shir challah? And it turns out it's going to be from p'tura l'chiyuv. Therefore, says Rabbi Yosi, this thing that we're teaching the kohanim to do is only for Erev Shabbos, when the dough comes in originally chayv and challah, and not during the week when the dough starts out too small. Now we flip back to the bottom of Chazayin Omer Aleph to go to a different shita. Amr Rabbi Yaina says, Loi Mistabra, it's not logical to say that. And actually, Dala B'chol, this whole thing that the kohanim do is only taught for the week, and it's not being taught to do Erev Shabbos. Back to Chav Zayin Omer Beis on top, Aval B'Erev Shabbos, but when she's taking off challah on Erev Shabbos, Tzricha Loimer, she has to say, He V'HaTamei Shabbat, that I'm separating challah for it and the tamei which is inside it. According to Rabbi Yaina, it's the exact opposite. During the week, when the kohanim is separating challah, she says, Chutz Min HaTamei Shabbat, except for the tamei. But on Erev Shabbos, she has to include something that might be tamei. Now, it's very important to note over here that Rabbi Yaina has a totally different understanding of these words, Chutz Min HaTamei. According to him, we're not excluding the tamei dough from the challah, meaning that the piece of challah remains tahar. We're excluding the entire tamei dough from the whole afrashas challah of this entire thing. And so now we can understand the continuation. The Gemara asks Lama, why is this? Why is it on Erev Shabbos specifically, when the kohenah separates challah, she has to say it and any dough that might be tamei? So I skip 2.5 lines, and the answer is because im oimer at, if you're going to say chutz min hatamei shabbat, the challah is being separated for all the dough except for that which is tamei. Nimtza, turns out, tevel tamei ma'uriv b'chulin. The tevel tamei is mixed in with chulin. And therefore, mitach shad oimer, since you say, meaning since the woman is going to be saying, he ve'hatamei shabbat, that she's separating challah, including a dough which is tamei, chulin tmein hain, it turns out that it's chulin, which is tamei, but it's still chulin. Along with the falhafresh, isn't it better to separate challah? Here's the proper girsa, mitahar al hatamei, from tahar for tamei, v'loye he tevel tamei ma'erv b'chulin, and there shouldn't be tevel tamei mixed in with chulin. In other words, the answer is that this statement being made, chutz min hatamei, is just in case something became tamei. The problem is on Erev Shabbos, as we said, the doughs were very large, each one most probably has shir challah, and if the tamei dough is excluded from the hafrasha, that means we have tamei tevel dough floating floating around here, which is definitely no good. And therefore, on Erev Shabbos, we actually have to include the Tamei dough in the Hafrashas Challah, and it's better to separate from Tahar for Tamei, but at least the Tamei dough is considered Chulin, it had Challah separated from it, rather than leave it out of the Hafrashas Challah, and it still is Tamei, and now we have Tamei Tevel floating around, which is definitely no good, because Tevel can't be eaten by anybody. Now we just have one more thing to explain. You're going to ask, but what about during the week? How does Rabbi Yonah answer Rabbi Yossi's question that sometimes one is going to be separating from Ptura and Chiyuv? Because remember, Rabbi Yossi had said, since the doughs during the week are so small, it's still not Chayv and Challah yet because it's too small, and only later on do more things get added in, like the sourdough yeast starter and other flour, and only then it becomes Chayv and Challah. So it turns out that when the Challah was separated, it was from Ptur al Chiyuv. And so the answer to that is Amar Shmuel Bar Avduma, that there's no problem because Velem Afreya Hikadesha doesn't become Kadosh Lim Afreya retroactively, Mikivan Shi Hikadesha Lim Afreya, since it becomes Kadosh retroactively, Kim Afresh is Mechiv al Chiyuv. It's like she's separating from Chiyuv on Chiyuv. In other words, you're right. Even though separation of the piece, which is going to be used for challah, is taking place now, before the dough actually has 5/4 of a kav of flour, since it officially only becomes challah later on, and that's being done retroactively, it's as if when it was separated, it already had a chiyuv and challah, and therefore we have no issue. So Gemara says, if that's really true, lamali, why does the Mishnah at the end have to say the following? Ubalvat shelo yehei sham chamesh zeraim kamach. As long as there isn't 5/4 of a kav of flour. We'd explain this as a second girsa in the end of the Mishnah, that it told us that we're allowed to do this shtick, that when the water is poured in, challah can be separated right away, as long as there isn't 5/4 of a kav of kamach that wasn't mixed in with the water. And we had said the whole issue is that those 5/4 of a kav of flour are not considered to be part of the challah designation because they weren't mixed with the water yet, and if they later on get mixed into the dough, we're going to have a problem. But based off of what Rav Shmuel Bar Avduma just answered, this isn't an issue, that when we designate this officially as challah, it becomes kadosh, l'mafreya, we look back at the way that it was previously, and we say it was already considered chayv and challah then. And so let's say the same thing with this flour. Even though there's 5/4 of a kav of flour, which is not mixed into the water, that shouldn't be a problem. We'll just look back at it, l'mafreya, and say that really it was considered part of the dough, and that Farshas Challah worked for it as well. And on this, the Gemara answers, Amar Rebbe tells us, Masnisa, Kaidamat Shalom de Sakhanais. Our Mishnah is going before the Tatakayanis to do this, and so we didn't have this answer yet, and that's why the Mishnah is telling us we have to make sure that 5/4 of a kav of flour don't remain unmixed with the water. But once we already know this, once we already have this answer, it's actually not a problem. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.